Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Enjoy the white noise. Enjoy the traffic. I do sit on my west porch sometimes. It's nice to get outside. Today I want to cover something that I teased at and said that I had proven graphically to myself, but I want to prove it mathematically, pulled out a spreadsheet. I don't really do statistical significance. I've never really taken statistics. I understand it a little bit, but can't explain it enough and use it in a spreadsheet enough. But we're going to look at numbers that show you. I'm going to give you some comparison numbers that will basically prove, and if somebody applied statistical significance, it should be statistically significant. So what am I talking about? The Rose Garden Biden that showed up. If you remember, the sequence of events was Sunday night. Joe puts out a tweet that says he's stepping down. No video, no audio. And then people are wondering about proof of life. He puts out audio. Kamala, he shows up on audio. People wonder not. In fact, one AI voice thing seems to say that they think that their AI voice thing was used. But nonetheless, he's like, you know, in the background instead of appearing on video for some unknown reason. But he's, quote, on audio. Remember the Sunday night that he relinquished. He didn't tell anybody, his campaign staff. We didn't know, and I guess he decided it last minute. He didn't tell us. Well, it's Sunday. Why wouldn't he tell his campaign staff? Answer is, he would tell his campaign staff. And so the circumstantial evidence is that he had not agreed yet. And they just went ahead and said, oh, Joe agrees. Joe better effing agree. So Joe hadn't agreed yet. In my opinion, because it's very easy for President of the United States to put together a video that explains what's happening at the time he announces, let alone that it didn't happen for several days, 3 days anyways. So remember then, he appears via audio to a couple of people, including Kamala's campaign, and this nice and legitimizes her campaign because it's really not her money. People gave money to Joe as president, not to Kamala as president. Kamala is president, but it doesn't matter now because Clinton's be Clintonin'. So anyway, then eventually he does this heroic speech where he's pretty articulate. Maybe it's him, maybe it's not, but that's not for tonight to figure out. And from the White House, explains all this. I don't know what it is, a 7-minute speech, whatever ended up being garbage. But regardless, then, you know, so he's made a, quote, public appearance. And people, is going to make Marjorie Taylor Greene have to, seriously? Well, I guess you got me. I mean, psychological, you're going to put another bluff on me. Am I going to call your other bluff after he didn't show up when he should show up? But now, quote, he showed up. So they have him coming out of a Rose Garden, out of the White House at the end of the wing or whatever it is at a corner, entering via a colonnade, you know, a covered area with a covered walkway with columns. It's around dusk or so. You can see that the ceiling lights are on in the walkway, and he comes bounding three columns down, and Jill Biden's behind him wearing very high heels. He turns the corner, and it ain't Biden. It is not. He goes, hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. And then he stands facing everybody, holding a mic. And so everybody's just absolutely screaming, like screaming as though suddenly Joe Biden's one of the Beatles. It was insane, man. So that's where those of us with brains went, that's not Joe. That is not Joe. And this isn't he's too tall, but he's wearing a mask. No, it looked like the guy who reminds you of Joe Biden. Somebody's tall uncle who reminds you of Joe Biden. That's what it looked like. It was not Joe, and it's not even close to Joe. So that's what we're going to prove tonight. But if you want to find this, I'm sure people have saved it, but it is still available. I've seen it a couple times on the internet when I was looking to try to find it for this purpose. And it was copied a couple times under this headline, Did Joe Biden Get Taller After COVID? New Video in Theory Explained. And this one, for instance, on Yahoo Entertainment, the author Anubhav Chaudhary, which seems Indian, Anubhav Chaudhary, posted July 26th. And You know, many are speculating, don't you worry, because right after we asked the question, we answered, no, Joe Biden did not get taller. Claims that his height increased are part of unfounded conspiracy theory. Well, aren't you begging the question? You just repeated the same thing. These theories emerged after Biden's first public appearance. Yeah, we know. Now we're looking for you to actually address it instead of just say, obviously, it's false. So an @Amuse posted this, and I'm sure others did too, but the @Amuse on Twitter posted it with Biden grew a few inches while he was missing for 5 days. I'm going to go ahead and let you hear the audio, and I did describe it. He comes out and, faces the front. There's a few steps there, and he's right at the edge of the steps holding the microphone, with the presidential seal, a flag behind him along with the two American flags, and people are standing well behind him as he goes up there. So I'll let you listen. Not that it's super important, but just so you know, I did pull it, and this is where I pulled it from. So he bounds with this athletic confidence when you and I have seen him go from Air Force One to the limo, and he's basically focusing a little bit on his steps, and then he remembers, that's right, wave left, look over a little bit, have my mouth hanging wide open. So that's where it comes from, and what we're going to do is I'm going to explain my process, and we'll follow up with a different episode where I give you my exact measurements, and you can go do it yourself and see that I'm being honest about it. I'm going to tell you the exact photos that I pulled, and then I'll give you my exact measurements, but not here. I'm going to explain the process in this episode, and then we're going to get to results, and the results are overwhelming. It's very clear. By far, tall Biden, non-Joe Biden, is head and shoulders, no pun intended, but statistically above what regular Joe Biden is. Now, do I have a measuring stick? No, we don't have a measuring stick. So what can we do? So I had done this visually for myself. I put it into paint and said, okay, let me make all these. I'm going to stretch all these the same. I'm going to pull it. I'm going to stretch it so that the shoulder widths are the same. You know, if you pull at the bottom of a selected square in most programs, and as long as you hit shift, you're pulling it in the same proportion. So if you make those shoulder widths the same, then you can stand Joe next to himself and then draw lines between tall Joe and other Joe. So I did that. That's very dramatic, but of course getting the shoulder width exactly right isn't perfect, and it's hard to explain on a podcast, but he was taller. So here, what I did was I took 5 screen caps from this video, and that one, you know, I don't have a standard photo for. It's just when he came out to the steps and was facing straight forward. It's important that he's facing straight forward, because what we're going to do to compare is try to understand a certain signature ratio that is his own ratio. Many other people might have this exact ratio, but the point is his signature ratio is his, regular Joe Biden, and that is something that doesn't change along with his height that doesn't change, or is more or less the same over a period of time. So that ratio, let's say he was only 4 shoulder widths as tall. So just, you know, if his shoulders were 1.5 feet wide and he's 4 shoulder widths tall, he's 6 feet tall. And his shoulders don't change in width. He's not a bodybuilder. He doesn't try to put on 30 pounds. He's an 81-year-old. His shoulders are going to stay the same. And so you can do that, or you can compare the height as measured and via pixels in the certain photo to his head height, because his head height also doesn't change. And we're going to talk about slight caveats with that. But that's going to be generally, how are we going to find this ratio of how tall Joe Biden is compared to some other characteristic on his body that is also frozen, that doesn't change? And so what we did was take 5 different screenshots of tall Joe Biden. This is just to get an average, and these should be really similar, but having an average is better just so that people don't think, oh, you picked the one that made it more dramatic. Well, in the end, it wouldn't have mattered, because it was so dramatic. But I took 5, and for those, because the video is kind of small, I did skew them up. But again, if you pull on the right bottom corner, you get the same ratios. It stretches in the same ratio. So then I took, again, these photos are not the same size. I didn't want them to be the same size for the ones that I reference pulled, because I want them to be the size they are when you pull them from the certain link, and that's why I'm going to give you those links. I could have sized them up, and then you'd be wondering about why I sized them up. It's easier to give you the original math. So we compared five non-Joe Bidens, the tall Joe Bidens. The thing that we're trying to prove is tall Joe Biden, even though I know it's tall Joe Biden. And we compared that to eight different photos pulled from different times. All of these photos, ideally, he's facing frontward. He's standing, and his shoulders are straight. Now, if you first start to move your shoulders slightly left, slightly right, and it's not perfectly straight on, you're not going to get an immediate, you know, smaller shoulder width, because you're not a cardboard cutout. You know, the rest of your shoulder width is going to come into play. But eventually, once you turn enough, the shoulder width is going to be smaller. So we are looking at, again, five photos of suspicious Biden and then eight photos of non-suspicious Biden. Now, because I know that we're comparing non-suspicious, I'm suspicious Biden from the very same video, that's the one in question. I didn't throw any of those out, but I threw the outliers out for each particular ratio, and I'll explain that. Any of the eight from biggest to smallest, I threw out because I just don't want those outliers to be messing up the stats. That's pretty typical to throw out outliers. And so then I just made a spreadsheet out of it. And I'll tell you the exact measurements once we do that. But right now I want to talk about the ratios. So again, then with the five tall Joe Bidens and then the non-suspicious six, because I threw out the outliers in each of the ratios. Well, first of all, let me explain the ratios. I should say that very quickly. The ratios are this. As I looked at a photo, because they're trying to, be nice and, what do I want to say? They want Joe Biden to look sleek. He's an older guy. He's going to, once he was president, he got a nice fitted suit. You know, he's much more tailored than maybe he was in the past. And so because it's tailored, that seam's going to be very close to the same width the whole time. That's one way to check shoulder width. The other way is that seam, sometimes you can't see it quite as well. So you could throw in a second one, which is more like if you had a caliper, a giant caliper, and you were taking a caliper to the picture, and the very top of the shoulders, and the very top of the shoulders, you know, kind of the caliper width, which is going to be a little bit wider. Okay, so those are two of the measurements we're going to use. We're going to do height to either of those. Those are two different ratios. The third ratio is going to be head height. Well, there's a variability there, but we can do it, and that's why we're doing eight different photos. It's going to be, say, you know, chin to top of head. All these you have to make a best guess, but that's why you do eight. You know, sometimes it's not super obvious where Joe's chin is. The other variability with this is that, Joe's chin, his jaw might be a little open, and if it's open, that makes his head just a little taller. So I tried to detect whether it was taller, and if it did, I guessed it, you know, how open his mouth was. So my height of head does take that into account. And then the fourth one I used was instead of the whole head height, and this ends up being something we should just throw away. It doesn't work that well. Because remember, some of these photos are not really big anyway. And so now we're taking a small fraction of that total photo. Sometimes when we're looking at this fourth one, even with the head, we're talking about the smaller, you know, fraction, 1/7, 1/8 or whatever. But if we then use this fourth measurement, we can. It's worthy of at least trying, but I didn't find it very helpful. What shouldn't change is from the bottom of your nose to the top of your head. Now, why is that? Because, you know, you're not opening your jaw. If you open your jaw, it doesn't affect that. So I took that as the fourth measurement. All these are measured in pixels and just put into a spreadsheet. And then from there, we have our ratios. And again, one ratio. Oh, well, what is our height? I decided we wouldn't use heel height. You really have to guess on heel height. And you also have to realize you can't look at the photo as a two-dimensional image and go from the lowest part of the shoe. Because depending on where you're looking at somebody, it could have like an extended toe effect on the picture. You know, you're seeing the toe tip is the farthest down part of the picture. That's not really where the heel is. I mean, the body is not going to change from heel up there. But even then, you have to worry about, or are they wearing lifts? So I decided I'm not going to use the lowest point in the picture, and I'm not even going to guess at the heel because I don't know if the heels are the same height. What should be the same height are the top of the shoe. So I used as a ratio, rather than the full estimated height, I used the ratio of top of shoe to top of head. Top of shoe to top of head. And you can imagine that's going to be a little bit more static than having to worry about whether someone is wearing lifts or looking at the very lowest point of the foot on the picture. Because, you know, the top of the shoe, you're going to see that as a front-facing area. And so that's going to be a pretty good reference point. And so what we did, this isn't how many heads somebody is tall. For instance, it's not going to be that in the sense of, you know, if you look at how to draw Marvel superheroes, one thing they'll say is you make the superhero a little bit larger in head ratio, height to head ratio. They just look more dynamic that way. We're not, the measurements that I'm getting to are not how many heads tall someone is, but it doesn't matter because it's still an even Steven thing. We're using height, but basically height minus shoe, and then divided by head height or divided by shoulder width. And that's where we get our signature ratio. All right, and then we compare that signature ratio of normal Joe Biden to suspicious Joe Biden. So when we do that, again, we have four different ratios. All of these are heights compared to something else. Heights compared to shoulder width, the first one being heights compared to shoulder width as measured to suit seam, shoulder seam. The second one is height compared to shoulder width, but measured via that kind of caliper shoulder width, if you will. The third one is height to head height. And the fourth one is height to, instead of head height, just the height of the from nose to top of head. So when you do that, then you have four pretty good ratios. And so then what I did there, as I said, I threw out the outliers of each one of them. And then we compared suspicious Joe to the, first of all, I compared suspicious Joe, this average should be pretty close. Remember, I took four photos, to the average of the non-suspicious Joe. And we got very dramatic results, but what I'm going to tell you first, and I'm going to explain why it's dramatic. But first of all, I want to tell you how consistent those highest suspicious versus lowest suspicious is. They shouldn't be very far off, right? Because it's the same guy in the same appearance, and they're not really far off, but here and there they're off a little bit. So if we look at the and this goes to why you're picking 6 and 8, right? Why you're picking 8 different photos, because, you know, for a given point, you do not have a measuring stick up with a square, you know, out to touch their head, so you can see exactly where it is on the measuring stick. You don't have a square, and so you are working off of something that's not perfect. So the lowest suspicious versus the highest suspicious is 104.6% of the lowest suspicious. Okay, now again, this is not comparing it to normal Joe. It's comparing it only suspicious. How consistent? With a second shoulder width ratio, and this is going to give you a better sense of whether or not this is relatively good when I give you the other measurement. So one shoulder width measurement, the highest suspicious ratio versus the lowest suspicious ratio, was 104.6%. The second shoulder width used, the highest versus lowest suspicious, the ratio was 103.4%. The third one, which was the head height, the highest suspicious versus lowest suspicious, was 104.6. So highest here is 104.6, and then the bottom of nose to top of head gets a little wonky. So we'll probably throw that out. It's just a whole 7.2% different. But why is that okay? Well, I want you to see that this makes sense versus some other things. What is the highest non-suspicious versus the lowest non-suspicious? So again, these are 8 different photos taken from 8 different appearances, a variety of, you know, potential angles. Even though we're looking at the front, things could be slightly different. Some of these are different sizes. I made my best guess at pixels, but I'm not going to second guess and second guess and second guess. That's not honest. Somebody else could do the same thing. They're going to come up with similar results. So if we look at the highest non-suspicious ratio for the first measurement versus the lowest non-suspicious, we have 6.19% higher, 106.19. The second ratio, 5.74% higher. The third ratio, 6.88 higher. So they adjust a little bit. You know, they're a little bit different, but that's where we're taking the average, right? The average. And the fourth one's 108.22%. Now we're going to do the least dramatic of these two. We'll cover both, but this is going to be important. So first, what we did was compare the average of the suspicious Joe to the average of the non-suspicious Joe. What is that height? So let's say, for instance, that if someone is 10 heads high, and then supposedly the same person in a group of other photos averages 8 heads high. Well, how can that be? It can't be. It's not. It's not him. He's not going to be that far removed. And so that's what we're looking for. We're looking for a significant difference here. So we're taking the average of the suspicious, the non-suspicious photos, but with the outliers thrown out. And we're taking the average of the suspicious photos. No outliers thrown out because it's a very same setup. You know, these photos were taken just seconds apart for us, screen cap just seconds apart. And so if we do that and we look at the first ratio, we're going to apply these to a height too. And then you get a better sense. The tall Joe looked more like 6'4 to 6'7. That's what he looked like. So that's interesting. Right, Joe's about 6 foot. I think sometimes he might wear some shoes that make him look more like 6'1". But back when he was vice president, he was always just a hair shorter than, noticeably, but not way shorter than Obama. Obama's usually considered 6'1", 6'2". So therefore, you put Joe at 6 foot, 6'1". When we check the ratio of the average of the suspicious Joe versus the average of the non-suspicious Joe, under the first measurement, which is the ratio using the shoulder width with the seam, we get suspicious Joe being 109.64% of non-suspicious Joe. And then when we do the second ratio, which is still shoulder width, but it is that square caliper shoulder width, if you will, we get 109.54%. Suspicious Joe is 109.54% the ratio of non-suspicious Joe. If we do average of height to head height, we get 114.83%. I think what's happening is there, I may have already said it, I've done so many of these, tall Joe has a smaller head. Plain and simple, if he has a smaller head by an inch or two, then that ratio changes. Whereas you see the shoulder width did not change very much, it's a lot closer. And then if you do average of height to nose, the ratio of the average ratio of height to nose to top of head, and compare suspicious Joe versus non-suspicious Joe, it gets way wacky. And again, it's because it's just too small of a measurement. And so if you can't be very precise when you don't have that many pixels to work with. So tall Joe is 127.43% of regular Joe. So we can basically throw the nose to the top of head out. It was a nice try, but it's not helpful for us. So if we put in a sample normal height, then this is again the averages. But we're going to do one other kicker so you understand just how far removed tall Joe is versus normal Joe's. Okay, but if we put in a sample normal height of 72 inches. What we need to do is subtract a shoe height, and then we can add it back again. But to figure out the ratio, remember we didn't use shoe height. We used top of shoe. And so if we subtract out the shoe height, I figured 3.75 inches, then we do the ratio based on the remaining part of his height, and we do the multiple, and then we add the shoe height back in. So with the first average of height to shoulder seam measurement, where suspicious Joe was 109.64% as tall from top of shoe to top of head as non-suspicious Joe was, we get that the implied height for tall Joe is 78.57, so 6 foot 6.57. Now, again, this is not taking into account Now, actually, that's probably pretty good because we're not worried about the head height difference. Now, we would have to worry about does taller Joe have narrower shoulders? Remember, taller guys don't necessarily have broader shoulders. That's one of the cues for a short guy. If his shoulder height is significant compared to his height, he's a short guy, probably a short guy. So with the second ratio, where tall Joe was 109.54% of non-suspicious Joe, we have 78.507 inches, so that's 6'8.5". So those are within less than a tenth of an inch of each other. And then average, when we compared the head height, it gets a little wonky. But again, once head height comes into play, we're not trying to guess how much smaller tall Joe Biden's head might be than regular Joe Biden. And we get 82.11. Well, obviously, tall Joe Biden is not a full 6'10". Then again, he ain't short. He might be 6'7 or so. It's possible he's 6'7". They made sure they let people walk well back from him. And I'm sure they made sure the cameras and the crowd was way back from him. So that's important because I just told you averages versus averages. I didn't take one photo versus another. And averages versus averages, and the two that are probably, you know, most likely are the shoulder widths, both come up to rounding to him being 10% taller. 10% taller. That's big. But then what we want to do is explain that. And again, why is that 10% difference big? Well, remember, our highest suspicious versus our lowest suspicious, our five photos of tall Joe, only spanned 104.6%, right? And now let's do one other one that really is the kicker. And so what we're going to do is the average of the suspicious, okay? So these are five photos that are taken from tall Joe in the very same setting, so we shouldn't feel like we needed to knock off the outliers. We could, but it's going to be really close if we did. And so we're going to compare the average of the suspicious to the highest non-suspicious. So the highest ratio would indicate the tallest Joe, you know, the tallest Joe possibility, if you will. And if we do that, then the average suspicious Joe to the highest non-suspicious over our four measures, it's suspicious Joe is 7.11% taller than even the highest otherwise. I did throw out the outliers to just be a little bit more honest, both high and low. And then in the second measurement, 7.03% taller. In the third measurement, 10.6% taller. And then the fourth measurement, which just isn't working, 120.88% taller. Pretty sure he's not a whole fifth taller. That'd be on 6 foot, that'd be a foot and a foot and one fifth, right? So he's not well over 7 foot, but that's very, very dramatic. That the ratio between the highest non-suspicious to the average tall Joe is much greater, or at least it's greater than the span within the non-suspicious itself. The span between the non-suspicious itself. Remember, at its, we can throw out that last measurement, was 106.9%, 105.74%, 106.88%. But the average suspicious Joe to the highest non-suspicious, forget the average suspicious, just the very tallest potential to give regular Joe his, the benefit of the doubt on the tallest he would be. Well, that was 7.11% higher. 7.03, the average suspicious Joe was 7.11% higher, taller, than the tallest non-suspicious Joe. 7.03% higher by the measurement, the second measurement, and 10.68% higher by the third measurement. So 7.11, 7.03, 110.68. Even though the highest to lowest non-suspicious, the span was only 6.19%, 5.74%, and 6.88%. So the whole range as a percentage of smallest to tallest of the non-suspicious was, and these were coming from a variety of different sources, was less than the range from the very tallest, and this is each separate metric's tallest. We didn't pick one photo that was, you know, the highest average score. The range up to average tall Joe was a bigger range between, so put another way, you had six photos and they ranged a certain span of ratios that would imply a certain span of heights. Okay, then you had five, you know, six different lines in that height group. And then you had a greater span to the last one, which is the average of the tall ones. Now, if you want to think I'm being selective there, I'm really not at all. I'm being the opposite of selective. I'm giving regular Joe Biden the biggest benefit of the doubt about how tall he might be there. And I'm saying all this little range here of non-suspicious Joe Biden is smaller in range than the top one there to the average one of tall Joe Biden. And one other one, in case you think I'm hiding the ball here, which you shouldn't be suspicious of at this point. But let us compare, you know, because one thing I did do, as I said, the average of tall Joe Biden, because it made sense to do average of the very same appearance. Because again, my guess is that pixels are not going to be perfect, and so it's through no fault of my own. But I'm not going to sit back there and go, I got to make these match. That's not smart. Now, if other people want to redo the measurements, that's fine. They can. So that's why I did the average of tall Joe Biden. But just so you don't think I'm hiding anything, let's go ahead and look at the range of the lowest suspicious. So in other words, the lowest height to whatever ratio of suspicious Joe Biden, and compare it to the highest height to whatever ratio of non-suspicious Joe Biden, and see what span we have there. Now, there's no reason that we should assume the low is always correct. It went across different photos and so on and so forth. Sometimes it was the same photos, but that wasn't the process. I didn't pick the lowest and the highest. And so if we compare the lowest suspicious Joe Biden height ratio to the highest non-suspicious Joe Biden height ratio, the suspicious Joe Biden is 5.06% as tall with our first measurement, which is the shoulder seam measurement, 5.75% taller. I should say the first one is 5.06% taller. The ratio, the percentage is 105.06. The second one, 105.75. The third one, 108.62. And the fourth one, 117.45, which again, we just throw that one away. So again, going back to our point of helping you visualize, if you had a lineup and you had vertical lines capturing the height of all these various ones, and, first you went, okay, let's make a vertical line, I'm sorry, a horizontal line for each one of those suspicious, non-suspicious Joe Bidens. I told you those ranged by 6.19%, 5.74%, 6.88%. We'll throw out the last one. And then you'd see that it jumped up to the average of tall Joe Biden was, you know, the split from the tallest to the shortest, the tallest regular Biden to the shortest, I'm sorry, the average tall Biden was greater than that range. But what we could do then is go, well, let's look at that split between the very tallest non-suspicious Biden versus the very shortest suspicious Biden, tall Biden. So if we compare that very shortest tall Biden to the very tallest non-suspicious Biden using height ratio as the best guess we have, well, we have the very shortest Joe Biden, tall Joe Biden, being 5.06% taller than the highest non-suspicious ratio, and 5.75% higher. Now, how does that compare to our non-suspicious range? Well, in the first measurement, the whole range of non-suspicious Joe Biden was 6.19%. The tallest there versus the shortest was 6.19%. In this one, we go from that tallest and up to the very next line. And we're talking 5% higher. And in fact, probably higher in total height. It's real close, maybe not. So 5.6% higher yet than the tallest non-suspicious Joe Biden, when that whole range is only 6.19% low to high. We take the second one, and this one's interesting because the second measurement, which was kind of caliper shoulder width versus seam shoulder width, suit seam shoulder width, that range from lowest to highest non-suspicious was only 5.74%. The tallest was 105.74% taller than the lowest. And if we go the tallest of that to the shortest tall Joe Biden, we get that the shortest tall Joe Biden, you know, with the substitute of ratio here, of height ratio, is 105.75% higher than the tallest non-suspicious Biden. And remember, we're working off a higher base number, so in absolute terms, it's greater. The space between the tallest Joe Biden and the shortest suspicious Joe Biden is a greater space. So all six of those entries fit in one range, and then the range to the very next one, the lowest Joe Biden, was a bigger range than that. And then the other Joe Biden entries were up from there. If we look at the third measurement, same idea. The lowest non-suspicious Joe Biden versus the highest non-suspicious Joe Biden. This is using head height, best guess at head height, taking into account sometimes his mouth was slightly open, so having a guess down. The full range was that the tallest non-suspicious Joe Biden was 106.88% of the shortest Joe Biden in relation to that ratio. Now, if we look at the highest non-suspicious, I'm sorry, the lowest suspicious Joe Biden, the very lowest individual entry for this third measurement, compare it to the highest non-suspicious Biden, the shortest, if you will, substituted in by the ratio, the shortest suspicious Joe Biden is 108.62% higher, as indicated by the ratio of height to head height. Then is the highest non-suspicious. So in between the non-suspicious, you had six different lines, and the tallest line was within a range, six different lines of 106.8%. You had the top, the bottom, and four other lines in there. And then you take a greater amount, a significantly greater amount, and because now we're talking 108% split. From the bottom, from the topmost non-suspicious line to the very next line, 108.62%. So a bigger gap to that next line than all of the other non-suspicious entries took, and it's not even that close. All right, one last kicker for you, and that's, let's do our implied height ratio. So again, we're going to say that the, we're going to subtract out for purpose of the ratio, then add back in the, you know, to top of shoe height. So we're going to say that that's 3.78%. So if we just compare the very highest non-suspicious, so the highest we would possibly go for giving Joe the benefit of the doubt for his regular height, to the lowest suspicious height of Rose Garden Joe, and we apply this 105.06, 105.75%, 108.62, last one we can throw out. It's just not working. The bottom of the nose to the top of the head. But it's good that we put it in there. So if we imply our height there from 72-inch Joe and subtract of his 72 inches, the 3.75, that would be to the top of his shoe. It kind of bottom of his pant leg, but top of shoe, right? Then the numbers that we get is instead of 72 inches, Rose Garden Joe is 6'3.45, so almost 6 foot. Almost, I think someone's looking for their dog. Sorry about that. 6'3.45. The second one is 75.922, so almost 6'4. So those are pretty good numbers. And what I tell you, this guy's somewhere in the range of 6'4 to 6'7. That's what I told you. And there we go. If we do the highest possible ratio of the eight different that we took. Now, not the absolute highest because I threw out the two outliers, but of the six, then we have 6'3.5. We've got 6'4 3.92, so just one, not even 1/8 off, right? Because, well, about 1/8 off, 1/8, not even 1/8 off. So 6'3 7/8". And then the third one is 6 foot, it's 77 inches. So 6'5.885". And so that's our range, just like I told you. If we implied the, when we did the averages of both the tall Joe and the non-suspicious Joe, minus the outliers, we had numbers that were closer to 6'6". And then the third one got a little wonky because it had it being as being a 7 foot tall or 6 foot 10, which is, don't think that guy's 6 foot 10. So there you go, guys. It's the math is spot on. You don't have that kind of separation between the average. But when you have a certain range of something that you know is given, we're not trying to figure out who's who. What's given is what's given. We're just trying to get a good base measurement of what we know to be Joe Biden and our non-suspicious Joe Biden. And then we compare it to what is suspicious. When you have that big of a split in every way you can slice the numbers, then it's not him. Plain and simple, it's not. You have a guy who runs 6 foot to 6 foot one, and then you have another guy that's in the range of 6'4.5 to 6'7". It's a little bit hard to tell, but just look at the lankiness of his legs. It's very easy to tell. The other thing that could be making this a little wonky is that tall Joe Biden, like I said, may not have a big head and he may not have broad shoulders, but it ain't Joe. Okay, guys, that's it. I will go ahead and separately tell you the places where I got these pictures and you could run the numbers yourself. All right, thanks for listening.